Up until a few years ago, the people in Atmore were used to hearing nothing more than the cars on Interstate 65 drive by. But as of 2010, that changed. This is the Wind Creek Casino, owned and operated by the Porsche Band of Creek Indians, that is at the heart of rising tension between the tribe and Escambia County commissioners. Robert McGee is the governmental affairs advisor for the Porsche Band of Creek Indians. He says since the casino opened, the tribe has experienced a large boon in revenue. McGee says that fact hasn't been lost on the county.
A lot of the money in Bruton and East Bruton, my understanding, has ran out. And they're looking at ways that, okay, we don't have any more income coming in, and now Atmore has this income coming in. How can we benefit?
The issue is over what land can be protected under federal law as tribal land. Much of the argument comes down to a 2009 Supreme Court decision called Carcheri versus Salazar. But first, a brief history lesson from private attorney Brian Taylor, who's been assisting some of the Escambia County commissioners on this issue.
In 1934, Congress passed a law called the Indian Reorganization Act. And in that law, they gave the Secretary of the Interior the authority. They basically delegated to him the power to set aside land for Indian tribes, quote, now under federal jurisdiction.
In other words, under certain conditions, Native Americans can buy land and have it placed in a federal land trust, making it a part of their reservation. Now back to the 2009 case. Rhode Island Governor Don Carcheri asked Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar to stop the Narragansett tribe from buying extra land for its reservation. The reason being the Narragansetts weren't recognized by Washington until 1983, long after the 1934 cutoff point.
The court just said, look, we're going to look at the plain language of Congress's statute. That hit with a loud thud across the country with tribes who were not recognized by 1934.
That could apply to the Porsche Band of Creek Indians, who weren't federally recognized until after 1934. Escambia County Commissioner David Stokes says it's about bringing the tribe on equal footing with other businesses in the county.
What we do is we collect from all businesses, sales and ad valorem tax primarily, and that's what we're asking them to do.
But McGee says that's where the Porch Creek Tribe and some members of the Escambia County Commission begin to differ. McGee says this isn't a county dealing with another business, but rather one government dealing with a sovereign nation.
This is what a reservation is. It's a sovereign, and the fact that individuals or want to come on and challenge the taxation issues of regarding one government to another. It's sitting back and having the respect of two entities and saying, how can we work together?
McGee says they have an agreement in place already that helps pay for roads, schools, and hospitals in the county, and not just those used by the Porch Creek Tribe. But Stokes calls that payment in lieu of tax penny-ante. When the agreement was being drawn up 5 years ago, Stokes pushed for an agreement that he thought was fair, but claims political pressure forced the other commissioners to accommodate the Porch Tribe with a deal more to their liking.
The Escambia County government does not have a casino that produces millions and millions of dollars that they can use for their political gain and things that they want to accomplish. They do. They can lobby. They can pay for somebody to run against me or against Mr. Brown or whomever, and it's not fair.
The casino, if subject to taxation from Escambia County, could bring in millions in added revenue to the beleaguered county. But if that were to happen, that would subject tribal lands to local law and in turn state law. And in Alabama, gambling and electronic bingo has essentially been outlawed. Again, Robbie McGee.
You can look at the records of how much money we give just to the schools, the donations that we make. So you're willing to challenge all of that for what reason? That you think you could get taxation on, but then if it was all went the way that they planned it would go, then we would not be able to operate the facility under the rules of the state.
The two sides are exchanging letters to try and settle the matter peacefully. A sit-down meeting was proposed, but Stokes has objected to the terms. Right now, the Porch Creek Tribe just wants to meet with the two commissioners that interact with the tribe. They claim it's a district issue, but Stokes, who has not been invited, says they are members of the county, and thus it's a county issue.
We want to do something about this because there are other outside forces other than us that want more than just the taxation. They want them shut down completely. We're not after that. We want to get things worked out and then join up with them and become an ally to protect the privileges that they have as a federally recognized tribe since 1984.
But McGee says the Porch Creek Tribe feels strongly about their case and will not be forced into an agreement.
We've heard, comments have been made in the paper. If they just pay their fair share, this will go away. We don't want this. We pay you something and something goes away. We don't play that game.
Porsche Band of Creek Indians recently announced their plans to bring what they've done in Atmore to Wetumpka. So not only will business proceed as usual, but expand. What does remain to be seen is if this issue between the tribe and the county can be settled in friendly negotiations, or if this showdown will be forced to play out in court. In Atmore, I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.